Sniffy woke to the salt sharp smell of the ocean and a warm breeze ruffling through his fur. On the horizon, the sun was just rising, a tiny arc of rose gold light splitting the sea from the sky. As he watched, the sun slowly rose, spilling fingers of pink, gold, yellow, and then silvery white light across the water. Behind him, Sniffy saw the coast was framed with scrubby grass, cabbage palm trees and bush, and his nose caught the scent of warm eucalyptus from the gum trees. Where was he? And how did he get here? But Sniffy, as you know, was a curious and adventurous fox. As the sun burst over the horizon in a ball of light, he stretched from the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail, shook out his fur rigorously, and padded across the sand towards the bush. The bush was a strange world for Sniffy, full of really bright birds singing, not a dawn chorus, but making a cacophony of riotous sound. Somewhere in the trees he could hear kookaburras laughing, hoo, ha, 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 hee, 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 as though he were a great joke. Lizards shot into the undergrowth as he passed, and once he thought he saw something slithering past in the distance. It was such an adventure. But this sense of adventure changed suddenly when Sniffy became aware of the sweet smell of wood smoke filling his nostrils and a haze of smoke in the air. Immediately ahead of him he noticed, to his horror, a ribbon of orange flames burning across the forest floor and the sounds of creaking and crackling all around him. And then another sound. Small snuffling noises, getting louder. In a banksia tree, right in front of Sniffy, were two of the strangest creatures he'd ever seen. They were only a few centimetres high, with brown bodies like squashed fir cones and faces sunken into their heads. "Help! Help!" snuffled one of the creatures, with a nose like a hedgehog. "We need to get out of here or be roasted," coughed the other one. "But if we run across this forest floor, we'll be cinders in seconds." "Who are you?" asked Sniffy. "We're Banksia men, of course. I'm Snugglepot," said the one like a hedgehog, "and this is Cuddle Pie." "Right then," said Sniffy, "Snufflepot and Coffee Pie, let's get you out of here." Behind the burning ribbon of flame and behind the Banksia tree, Sniffy could see pillars of fire, the flames twisting up and around tree trunks and leafy branches exploding with pops and sparks. In a matter of seconds, Sniffy sprang right over the flame ribbon, and with his front paws against the tree trunk for balance, he gently picked Snufflepot and Coffee Pie off the branch and held them gently in his mouth. He spiralled round, leapt over the ribbon of flames and ran for the beach. There he gently set the little Banksia men on the sand. "Thank you, thank you, thank you," coughed Coffee Pie. "You saved our lives," sniffed Snufflepot. "And now we can find ourselves a new Banksia home, away from these bushfires." "No problem," said Sniffy, feeling rather pleased with himself. "No problem at all. Now all I need to work out is, how did I get here?"